Hello, listeners. Welcome to this week's episode of Infamous Eternal Champions. I'm Jeremy, and I am here again with my most awesome co-hosts, Aaron and Kenny. Aaron, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing well today. Thank you for asking, Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm clearly somewhere around a 5 or a 6, because I know where your 4 is.
So where are you at today, Aaron?
We're going to go 7.5.
7.5?
It's the first time I've been home in like 5 days. It's nice to sleep in my bed last night.
Huh.
7.5. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Crazy. You played in a Blood Bowl tournament and took second.
I did.
That so was you were good. In a great mood.
He's still like,
it's also adrenaline. Do you know what day it is, Kenny?
Oh, no. I wrote it down what today is, but go ahead.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Do you know what happens on Tuesday in the Franklin household?
That's enough.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Enough. Yes, I do remember. Enough. The schedule. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, how can I not be a 7.5?
I am also
on schedule. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, the schedule
Jeremy,
works.
You asked.
The schedule works.
Look, when you said 7.5, I already knew.
I knew I we were there. I did put two and two together. There. So.
All right, Kenny.
Aaron did.
How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing fine, I guess. I just played a game. Lost. Oh. So I'm doing all right.
Well, you know, with that said, why don't you tell us about this game you played?
So, I just played a game against Robbie. Like, what time is it right now? Okay, it is 5:42. I wrote down at 4:29, something great happened. You think I'm joking? I've got it written down.
Okay,
right here.
Oh my God! So it's in his date book, like Grandma has.
Yeah, I played a game against Robbie. He played Torin. He's messed around with the Torin list. I played Tomas because I'm going back to Tomas. Pretty fairly even fine game. We were both 2-2. I'm getting ready to kill his Thrommel. His Thrommel's got like 12 hit points left. He decides to walk his Thrommel out from Kane and Donregar. And can you guess? He's a level 2 Thrommel. Can you guess what happens? I get 2 parting blows. Or I'll just tell you. Okay. Because you don't want to guess. I got 2 parting blows. At 4:29, I rolled 3 J's with Kane. Never happened before.
Ooh!
Well, he's steady, or not? It's not steady. He has the upgraded version of steady. He can't be knocked down.
Yep.
Okay. Right?
So I go like, well, I guess I'll roll my parting blow for Donregar. 3 fucking J's.
Oh my God!
Back to back. He called it too. He goes, "You're gonna roll it again." I rolled it again, and I immediately just went, "Son of a bitch!"
How much damage was that? Mercy.
It was 5 down to 3, and then yeah. Kane did 4 down to 3 because I had Armor Shredder on Kane. I left him on 4. He walked, and he had Boots of Elvenkind on Thrommel. So he walked 3, dashed 4, walked 2, and then got healed by a Bastion. I cried. We talked about it for a good 5 minutes. We talked about it after the game. I told him I was writing it down. I did write it down. 4/9/24. It's on the front of my notebook. Yeah.
Dear Penthouse, you'll never believe it happened to me.
That was just like the tip of the iceberg of what happened in that game. He played Ashel. Ashel and Torin is legit. I always kind of thought he was. His Ashel...
Eight damage?
No. Well, that did happen. it was 8 damage, burn, pin, and then I had Mazuzi close, and it was another burn pin. So I had Kane and Mazuzi both burned and pinned. He did 8 damage on one, 8 damage on another, and then did it again to Fazil. It was not ideal.
So what on undead models, what does burning do? Isn't it worse?
You
like
take
they're flammable or something?
Was it, you take an extra point, I think?
Yep.
We didn't get that far because his Ashel... Also, at the top of the next turn, after the third time, after he lit Fazil on fire, happened to be standing 6 away from my effigy. We all know what happens there, right?
Ooh. Ooh.
Shot my effigy twice and did 6 Victory and 6. Lap. Yeah.
Ugh.
So,
yeah.
That ended that game. But yeah. Yeah, it was,
you kind of got owned by Shell, didn't you?
Yeah, and he kept saying, like, well, you know, Ashel's never done anything like this before in any games I've played. And I was like, well, all you had to do was play me once and you get to live the dream. So congratulations. Oof. You lived the dream. We had a good laugh. We had a good laugh about it.
Hmm.
But I told him, I'm never going to forget the day where I've never rolled three J's ever on parting blows, and I rolled them back to back on a model that can't be knocked down.
That's perfect. It's beautiful.
That's a Kenny thing. That is definitely a Kenny stat.
Wow. So yeah, you rolled six J's on what, like 12 dice or so?
It was six J's on, I don't even think it was 12. I think it was 10 dice.
That was like, yeah, like 5 and 5 or 6 and 6.
I think it was actually 11.
That's amazing.
I rolled, yeah, something like 11 or 12 dice. But yeah, I rolled six J's. So yeah, that's a Kenny stat. I'll never roll it again.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I even sat there before I rolled the Dawnregard, the second one. I'm like, don't do it to me. I can't handle it. My heart can't take it. Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me. Son of a bitch!
My heart can't take it.
I did too. Oh. I just yelled it out. Son of a... And he just starts laughing. I'm like, yeah, it's a laughing moment.
you got to. My favorite part is the fact that you were like, I'm not sure I'll be on time because this game might go long. You're just sitting in here twiddling your thumbs. I'm like... Ooh, something happened.
Well, at the time, it was 2-2. We were both kind of in our own areas, and then
shit went down.
Shit just happened, and I didn't respect the shell. Mm. No respect. I paid for it for sure.
If you would have rolled six J's on a shell, that would have killed the shell three times over.
Yes.
Nice. Aaron, have you played any games?
Only one. As I was blood bowling all weekend. And it was against you, Jeremy. Why don't you tell our listeners how that worked? Huh?
You've only did one?
Jeremy got a lot of games in this weekend.
Dude, I got a lot.
Well, then, I'll go. I'll go with a recap, and then you can do your other games. Yeah, I only got one. Thank you for giving me that one game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to play some Cradle in Gruul, because why not? Let's just put all the Minotaurs together. And then you were a jackass and decided to ban Dawnregard, and I didn't feel like I could take Cradle without a tank to help her out, so I had to leave Cradle at home. So I just ended up playing a pretty standard Minotaur list. You know, Gendrys, Thorgar, Lorabella, I forget, Drelgoth.
Yorgoth?
No, Yorg. I forget who my fifth one was.
Yorg's worth it, it seems like.
Always depends on the game. Anyway, it was a good game. I think I went down a little early, just with some, we'll call it bad dice rolls. And then I fought back with some positioning to turtle up on one side of the board and just punish you for it.
Yep. I kind of escaped a little early. I probably should have pressed my advantage and I didn't. There's so many things and nuances in the game that every time I play, I look back like on our game, there's probably three different things I could have done. And I did the really wrong one several times. And I'm like, damn it. You know, like I could have made my way out of that game and probably carried it. Doing just a couple things different, and that's a game of thousands of decisions, right? Like, just two differently, and it would have worked out different. But, yeah, it was an awesome game, though. Like, a lot of just good positioning, I thought, and, like, just interesting ideas and thoughts, what we were trying to pull off.
No,
I thought like, you were like, when you go, I'm not sure what you're doing, you're going to have to tell me later, because I have no idea.
Yeah. So I gave... Thorgar, the Staff of Gruul. And I think it had more of an impact on the game than I thought, because all I know is what I was able to achieve with it, which was relatively little. But you were having to take into account what I could do on all of your turns to where you could position, if that kind of makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. The game doesn't have fallback mechanics, really. It doesn't have, like, you go and then, haha, I'm going to activate my trap card. Like, some models have that, right? But for the most part, if you move up and you're done activating, you're going to take the brunt of it. So I saw Thorgar, and I'm like, oh, God, what can I activate? I don't want to be thrown and then have Astariel blow me up because I'm knocked down. Like, you had a lot of things that could happen and were bad for me. You stole my Rakir, so I didn't have auto damage in the list. I just had, like, a blunt instrument of Thrommel and Zeron trying to sneakily steal souls without getting in trouble. So I probably didn't have enough heavy hitters in the list. But I like the build I have. It's fun. I'll keep doing it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me and Kenny had a marathon over here.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We played three games. What were you playing, Kenny? I don't remember.
Tomas and I think I just took like three different Tomas lists.
Yeah, you just kept kind of building it as we went.
Yeah. The most upsetting part of that day was you waited so long to tell me about this Asian restaurant.
Dude, wasn't that good?
That place was fucking awesome.
It's got the word legend in it. Yeah. Legends of Asia? Yeah.
If I'd have known that people come far and wide. You were going to take me into a nice dinner, I wouldn't have ate breakfast.
That's definitely one of those places where you're like, all right, I didn't eat yesterday, and I haven't eaten anything today. Let's go and do this thing.
Yeah, I will remember that for next time.
So we've started, I set up my camera, and we tried to live do it, put the game live streaming, basically, and the visual quality wasn't there that I was hoping it would. So I'm actually working on it. I would like to get some live stream games that are actually, you can see what's going on soon. Just as some additional things to look at. It's just kind of fun and interesting. So anybody has any great ideas on how to make that happen, and help me not stumble through dumb stuff and has some good advice, let me know.
I think we just have to get a decent camera. I don't think the webcam's going to do it.
Yeah. Yep. I just need to do a little research on it, but I think that's a fun way to. I mean, everyone likes watching the Vassal games, and that usually gets quite a bit of attention. Mm-hmm. I think getting live games, which I would much rather play live games, and that's what I do. So yeah, it'll be a cool addition to kind of the stuff that we're putting out there. Maybe get it recorded as well, and whatever. Just more media, more better, more things out there.
Sure.
And just in case the listeners are wondering, Kenny only won one of his games, and it was a very lucky one. He should have lost. I don't actually remember it. I'm just making that up in my head.
No, that was the game that I won pretty handedly.
Shut up! I don't remember.
Well, you won the other two.
Well, that's why I forgot about the one I lost. I immediately scraped that from my memory.
Yeah, it was a rough go. But I'm gonna chalk it up that I was playing Tomas, a completely fair game of judgment, and you were playing fucking Kragnar.
I'm playing Kragnar with weird shit in it, so don't even start.
I don't care if it's weird or not.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Listen, tentacle porn is tentacle porn.
Tentacle right? porn
it's,
is
it's all weird. Don't tell me that one was the weird one.
Nope. It wasn't weird. It was just porn.
All right, moving on. Anything up in the news? Anything popping out? Not really.
I don't think so. I think, it's the 9th. So Hoxha, however you want to say it, is getting close to being released. Probably, what, another couple weeks?
I would think so.
I heard on the 24th.
24th.
Yep.
Okay. That is a Wednesday.
That's weird.
Okay. So 2 weeks. So I was technically right, which is the best kind of right.
It's coming out on my kid's birthday. Aww. Oh,
sweet. They can get
I'm
going to
get them a Hoxha, and then I will paint it, and I will
While you're at it, I will also take a painted Hoxha.
If we're giving them out. Okay. I see how this goes.
Yes.
Aaron, have we nailed down any more information on Show Me?
No.
Okay. Still pending, folks. We know the weekend. The weekend is of the...
First weekend of October. August.
First weekend of August, yes, because I cannot go. I should keep that in mind.
You can't go?
No, I'm in Florida.
Well.
I mean, it's very sad for me, because I really, really would like to play, 3 days of gaming. And it's local, so...
So you're saying that I can't just chuck up my free MCP win? Got it.
What do you mean?
MCP. A free win. You usually give me a free win.
Oh, you son of a bitch. It cuts so deep, I even missed it.
Yeah, well... It was a pretty deep cut.
Okay. We also have a tournament coming up the 27th, which I'm super excited about. It's at the Geekery.
Is Hoxha, whatever, going to be legal for that tournament?
If the model is released before the tournament start date, the answer is yes.
Cool. All right.
Booyah. Can we propose an auto ban on Victor and anyone playing Victor, and they can just be escorted out of the store?
I concur.
You can propose, and it will be denied.
Damn it!
Who's running this bullshit?
It's a community thing. The Illuminati is in charge.
By, It's the Lizard Kings.
All-seeing retired eye.
Oh my god. Alrighty, so let's move on to the next thing. Kenny, did you get pissed off about anything this week? Because we haven't had a good corner in like a week.
Does Thrommel not getting knocked out twice not constitute a rage?
No, you said you laughed.
Oh, we did laugh. I laughed a lot. No, I don't think anything has really upset me other than just Victor being Victor. And no, Krognar, I mean, when we were playing at your house, Krognar upset me, but, I mean, now I'm just beating a dead horse.
I mean, now you're just basically saying you're upset. We know you're upset. This is a focused channeling of specific upsettedness channeled into some specific rage that our listeners can then feel like, you know, I'm glad that guy doesn't play in our area.
I mean, that's probably a given. I don't think they need a rage corner for that. Not really. I mean, nothing has really popped off other than like I still am annoyed I have to play against Krognar. Everybody's got a ring of teleportation. Seems unfair.
So, okay, I'm seems unfair. I hate you. The guy who heals his entire list back to full health after every single activation. That's fake real news. Fair.
And that list has some struggles killing people.
Whatever.
There is a reason why I don't think it was winning a lot of tournaments. I don't think it was winning a lot online either.
Maybe. I mean, it's just a giant ball of do nothing, right? Isn't that the idea?
It's a giant ball of like you. It's tough to kill, but there are models still out there that can just eat through that health and eat through the healing. There's also ways to you ban certain models in that list, and it's just okay, I can't kill you, so if I can't kill you, you can't kill me. Eventually though, you're gonna eat through what I have. It just I didn't find it to be as good as I thought it was. Like, yeah, my models stay alive longer than they should. I just lose slower. That's typically okay. What I've been finding out.
So that's
it's not
what
terrible.
We're talking about is an ISTA pile of models that heal, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I said, the list is not bad. I don't think the list is. I don't think it's the best list in the game. I know Aaron will disagree with me. I still think it's Krognar. I still think being able to whittle down models, and Krognar has, like, Krognar and Barillon both have a lot of models that do a lot of damage. But then when you add in for Krognar, everybody's got a ring of teleportation. So you can get a ring of teleportation basically on a model and another defensive item like bracers or whatever. It kind of just sits on you and just doesn't feel great either. But it just doesn't let up.
Gruul has reach on everything. So don't even start me. Don't even start.
Like fucking two models, and then you can get a staff that gives you reach.
For third. They get a rock monster.
If you let them get it, you just ban Gendrys.
Oh my god!
Or ban Yorgoth, and I mean Gendrys is one of the Reach 2 models. Yorgoth is the other. Is there another Reach 2 model?
Thorgar.
Nope.
With an item.
Oh, okay. Thorgar with an item.
Victor with his slingshotting fucking mutants. How about that?
I have no idea what you just said. You strang words together that meant nothing.
Whatever. Whatever. So right now we're just waiting for the Hoxha to get out. We've got the big tournament coming up at the end of the month. We're all still playing a bunch of different games, trying different things. Has any model stood out for either of you guys of specific interest? Aaron?
I'd like to get some rest for the cradle. If you'd quit being a word I can't say.
If you'd quit being a fucking coward and just put him on the table, put her on the table.
We'll see.
Okay, so without going to the Discords or anywhere else, explain to me why you give a fuck about Cradle.
Cradle is mal-aligned, probably with good reason, but maybe without. Mm-hmm. And so rather than jumping on the Cradle sucks and needs a buff train, which I'm casually writing, I'd like to put some some data behind that, right? So,
okay.
If I think something's bad, I think I owe it to the development team and myself and the game to put it through its paces, right? So that's what I'm trying to do. So I don't want to put her in a bad spot and be like, oh, Cradle sucks. I didn't design the warband completely around Cradle, which I think is also wrong. But like against you, I would have been happy to put her on the table with Donnie. But without Donnie, I think she was, in a competitive sense, the correct person to drop. So yeah. I want to put her on the table in situations that are realistic and that I think she will do okay in, and then see how well she can perform for me.
So without going into a deep dive, the Shadow Mist token things are kind of weird. So can you explain how those work real quick?
Sure.
Because that to me is her most, like, that makes her different and weird. So what does that do?
When an enemy model is hit from a basic attack from a friendly model, and the enemy model is within two of Cradle, Cradle gains a Shadow Mist token. And she can have level plus two, I believe, Shadow Mist tokens on her. And unlike everything else in the game, they don't go away at the end of her activation. So she can then spend those to either place people through shadow orbs or heal people. I think that entire mechanic is incredible and great. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Obviously, you need to be able to leverage that. I'm not playing around Krognar with a lot of shadow orbs to really take advantage of Shadow Mist, but or the Shadow Door, if you will.
Don't they cost three to do things? She has to spend three, but only, she collects them.
Only Shadow Door.
Okay.
So part of it's the problem. She can have a hard time getting them herself because her damage stat line is so bad that she may be wailing on someone with her Mel 6 dual wield and just doing no damage whatsoever, especially if they've got res. So she needs someone else to help generate those Shadow Mist tokens. And so it's this whole kind of ball of synergy that you need to connect all the dots, you like, to then, you know, turn inside out and have a shining star. But when your opponent clips one of those threads, your shining star just fades real quickly.
Have you, Kenny, have you ever played Cradle?
I don't think so. No, wait, I have. No, I have played Cradle, and I found Cradle, I couldn't get Shadow Mist counters on her, was the problem that I was having. But that was, I mean, I think she would probably need some help from, like, a Yorgoth. That is a model that can get, if you get him some levels, you can use momentum and do some stuff like extra attack, like Brock attacking multiple times.
Yeah.
Because she gets Shadow Mist counters when other people do damage as well, correct?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. As long as an enemy within two of her is damaged by basic attack.
Right.
From a friendly
So I think it's models that, like Yorgoth, Brock, that have the damage output to actually do damage, and you want them to do damage. And they also get things like momentum or Dragoth with dual wield models that can actually do damage multiple times in a turn.
So is the idea like that model is collecting like pain? Like these are like balls of pain that she's collecting? Like it just seems kind of weird, but I'm trying to think of how to think of it. Like what is it? Is it blood vials? Like it's just weird.
Shadow.
It's a little bit of their essence.
Okay.
It's mist in the form of a shadow.
It should be soul shards. I think of it as soul shards.
Okay. Okay. Kenny, what have you found interesting this week?
It's really been Maltique. I have...
Yeah? Intrigued?
Yeah. I can't remember if I talked about the game where I played with Corey where I had three souls on Maltique. That happened.
Three souls on Maltique.
Yeah, she killed...
Jesus Christ.
...I twice. I feel like I've talked about this game. Maybe I just mentioned it.
Doesn't,
I don't recall it.
I don't. It doesn't sound familiar to me. She's hauling around killing everybody in the world.
Corey and I played a game, and my Maltique was standing by a shrine, or standing on the shrine. He walked his sky up. I did some damage to sky. Maltique started going into sky. I had the Ring of Power, so I was rolling three dice. But it's like, oh, I rolled three dice. I glance for two. Okay, my next attack, I got a solid on that one for three, which becomes four. And then I got another solid, which is three, which becomes five. She was just kind of doing that shit and until it's like, okay, she drops Sky. Well, Sky comes back and walks back toward the center of the table, had, I think, 10 hit points on him, dropped him again. Like, it was immediate. And he was like, well, like, yeah, that was... okay. And then he brought another model, like, near Multique, and Multique just dropped that model. I spend a fate to get rid of, to go through the res, because she does true damage. And that model had agility 4, so I was rolling 4 dice. And I just, 4 dice, well, I did a solid, then I did a crit, and then I did another crit. It's like, well, you know, take, I think it was like 14 damage, true damage.
Oof.
And I was like, yeah, that worked out way better than I thought. Well, I got to the point where I'm like, Multique had 3 souls. I'm like, okay, it's time to get the fuck out of here. So I started backing up with Multique.
Yeah.
I think I brought Don Rigar over, and I was like, okay, I need to play Multique more. So I've put her into the Tomas list, and I am trying to force her into some games. If I would have played her against Robbie today, we talked about it a little bit, I think I would have had a better game, because she just does a lot of stuff. Like, he had a Don Rigar, she can kind of just take out a Don Rigar, because she can spend a fate to do true damage, and especially if he pulls up stone form, it's like, well, now I'm rolling 7 dice, so I'm gonna probably crit 4 times or 3 times, and it's gonna do 4, it's gonna do 5, and then it's gonna do 6. So that's 15 damage.
She actually uses the res stat, not his
or one, soul harvest, right? Stat. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So he's a 3.
So he would be a 3. Yes. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why I was doing a bunch of damage to Sky. Now I remember. I forget sometimes.
Yeah, because Sky's a 6, but he doesn't use that stat against
her. No, he uses a 4.
So it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was rolling 4 dice. Yeah, that's what it was.
Cool. Well, you convinced me when you came over and we were talking about it. So I put her in my list I was running. She did work. I mean, she won me that one game against you.
Yep.
She just blew everything up.
Yep. She blows shit up, and sometimes it just works. And she can pin and stun. So I'm interested. I'm going to play her in Tomas, and I'm going to probably play her for a while.
Mm-hmm. So my model of interest is Zeron. We talked about him last week, and I have been avoiding him doing other things. So I finally was like, you know what? Let me give it a try. having the skeleton just run out there and just randomly snatch someone's soul that should be theirs is pretty silly. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, it can really turn the game on its head. His abilities, I mean, he's range 5. I mean, he can shoot things. He's pretty good at that. He's just got some good stuff. I've enjoyed playing with him, using him for the Shadow Orb and all that stuff. Seems interesting. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But as an avatar, he's supposed to be good. So I'm going to keep running with him. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I think he's good.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's good enough. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add before we jump into our main segment?
Not really. I don't have anything.
Okay. Like we discussed before, we are going through all the avatars, and we have one left. One very powerful one that I think we've skipped over on purpose because she's so fucking obvious and straightforward. At least in my opinion, she is.
I think she got skipped over because you guys forgot.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? Maybe you forgot.
I didn't forget shit. She's pushed my shit in multiple times.
Aaron, who are we talking about?
It's Zonya.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, shit.
All right, Aaron, you got her pulled up.
Yeah. She's one of the more interesting characters, and only has one class, that of Assassin. She is a badass orc warrior.
Mm-hmm.
One of, I believe, 2 characters in the game with a offensive stat of 8.
What's the other one?
Zim'Gigrak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She has a move of 3, add G4, 0 res, soul harvest 2. So she does one thing, and it's not get souls from soul pits. Yep. 15, 16, 17 health, and only in Bruellen as the avatar. She has a great axe, reach 1, cost 1 AP, damage stat line of 2, 3, 5, which is pretty typical of your standard bruiser. She only has one common innate ability, and that's honor, which is just bad. I give fate when you see me. Okay. She's pretty simple. She only has 3 unique innate abilities at level 1. The first one, the Reaper Calls. When she does a critical hit with a great axe attack, place a fury counter on the model hit. Fury counters applied by Zonya are removed at the end of Zonya's activation. So how many Fury counters can someone put? Well, we'll have to table this. We'll come back to it.
You're going to have to wait on that one.
Yep. Okay. Berserker Rage is her other unique innate ability. She gains plus one damage on great axe attacks when she has 7 health or less, which takes her, obviously, to a 3-4-6 stat line, which is super baller. What does she do with all these fury counters she puts on people, you might ask? Well, she uses her active ability, Death Toll, for one fate. Enemies within 2 hexes take 1d6 true damage for each fury counter on them. Roll separately for each model. Okay, so as one of the 4 assassins in the game, she's able to translate her kit into true damage in some fashion. Okay, that's our level 1 Zhonya.
Oof. So she's a wizard.
Absolutely.
The exact opposite.
Conjure Steel.
Conjure Steel. Reaper Calls is fantastic, man. That's why you use her.
Yes, it is.
I think it's too good, but that's just me.
So I probably played her the most out of the three of us. I played Bruella at length in the beginning, and I actually think Thorgar is better than she is, in a nutshell. Oof. Right? I don't know how many times I'm going into people, because she is extremely... dynamic's the wrong word, but she either does 1,000 damage or 0.
Yeah.
If she crits,
from Thorgar?
Thorgar is very consistent. Like, Thorgar is going to, on 3 attacks, if he enrages and is rolling 6 dice, you are probably going to crit solid every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is 16 damage. You can just bank on it. When Zhonya is not super buffed, right? She's rolling her 8 into your 4. She charges. She's got 6 dice. It's like a 60% to crit. If she crits and puts a fury counter on, she's doing 5 damage plus a fury counter. If her 8 into 4, if she crits again on her other 4 die attack, now she's going to do another 5 damage and 2 fury counters, which translates into an average of 7 damage. So with a charge and follow-up, she just did 17 damage to a model with no res.
Mm-hmm.
What if she misses the 6 die crit and then misses it again? She now she does like 5 damage, and she's got nothing special for defenses. So that's what I mean when she's very hit or miss. Like, when she hits, she obliterates models. When she misses, she just stands there with her proverbial axe in her hand and just stares blankly at the screen. So I did not particularly like that playstyle of, well, I hope my dice work out, right? So that's why I think Thorgar, specifically in Bruellen, if you just want a damage floor, his damage floor is higher. And with the math we just did, I'm not so sure that his ceiling is lower than hers. Although that was with 3 attacks versus 2. You'd have to add, you know, you can math that out if you wanted to, but again, she's very, very hit or miss. But if you can set her up right, man, she will annihilate the world.
She has annihilated my world.
Missing the crits is brutal with her. If you don't get those fury tokens, like, she is very meh. Like, she'll hit you. I mean, you'll take, you know, your 3s, maybe even 4 apiece, but without the crits and those fury tokens with true damage, it is... She'll be standing next to somebody that will then kill her dead.
Right. Now, like I said, if she misses her, let's call it 6 die charge attack, then what are you going to do? Spend your fate to re-roll it? And then hope to crit so you can spend another fate? Like, she just becomes extremely fate heavy at that point. So
yeah.
And that's fine. You wouldn't want her to walk up and automatically do 20 damage every time she activated, right? There needs to be some level of variance.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about her actual 3 innate abilities. Reaper Calls, placing fury counters. I'm going to combine that with Death Toll and give it... I'm going to give it a... 7.5 because of everything I just said.
Yeah. I agree with all of that. I think I'm going to give it a 6 because it relies so much on dice and you're probably only going to add 4 damage to something, probably, of true damage, and it costs you a fate. It's like, oh no. It's on a bad shell, I think.
Kenny?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, we realize that the internet's screaming at us right now. Go ahead.
The internet screams at me daily, so I'm used to it.
Sure.
Here's the problem. The abilities on their own are whatever. The problem I had, especially when you were running it, was you're playing it in Brewgelling, you're playing it with Cruel, you're critting me every time. She's melee 8. Usually you're going to put a Vorpal Blade on her. Well, sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's, like, there were turns where she was charging for free. She would get 3 or 4 attacks on a turn. She would kill, like, I think there was one game where you killed 2 of my fucking models in 1 activation. And I wanted to, like, punch a hole through the table. you're putting the Reaper Claws and a Death Tool together. I'm saying those 2 together are probably an 8. When you start talking about the other stuff, it's game breaking. When you talk about how she gets level 2, she gets Relentless Charge. She's got Cruel giving her Bloodlust. And then on that that's just, she is a fucking 11.
Okay. I think her ceiling's an 11, absolutely. But she has let me down so many times. I don't think the model is an 11.
Every time I played against her, she seemed to just did it to the point where she was an auto ban for me. Like, I would rather play against Thorgar.
Oh, not me.
I need you to repeat that, Kenny.
At the time, with Zanja, right now. I would rather play against Thorgar.
Okay.
Like, when I had to choose between her or Thorgar, I would have, like, well, I'll take Thorgar. Because Thorgar's not going to true damage my tank into oblivion. Like, but I would take Dawnregar, and it's like, well, this is like the model that just eats Dawnregar, right?
You charge. I absolutely think yes. Zanya into a Stoneform Dawnregar is like, if she can get the third attack in somehow, right? The 3, yeah. It's almost guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood, you know, 3d6 true damage into your tank.
Yeah, and you just murder him. Yep. I've watched you just murder Marcus. The only model I've not seen her actually just outright murder was Sky, oddly enough. So
can't crit on 2 dice
defense.
Well, yep. Right. so that, and actually she's the reason why I started giving fucking Saiyan agility boots. It was that model right here.
Oh my.
Okay. Continuing on, we have the Berserker Rage. Gains +1 damage when she has 7 health or less. I'm going to give this a 4. I hate abilities that I don't have control over, right? Like, if a model has 7 health or less, it's probably being targeted and destroyed. And this is encouraging me to then use that low health model to go to town. Like, unless I have a Ring of Teleport or playing in Krognor can get out safely, I'm not sure that's the best way to play the game. It really is Berserker Rage. Give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a 5. I think it's nice. It's free. I think usually you're going to try and escape if you're at that level and you're activating. So you might hit something, get the +1 damage, and then leave. Because you need to push something anyway. So it's just kind of a bonus pretzel, really. It's like, eh. But again, it's better than nothing. Most models have nothing. And this one's free. So I'll take it.
I give it 2. I think it's almost irrelevant. I've only ever seen it really do or be active once. It's such an arbitrary 7 or less. If you're sitting at 4 health, she makes her 1 attack and then dips out. I've never seen it be actually something that was important, because she's standing there and she's got 5 health, 4 health, whatever. You punch my model 3 times to do 6, 12, 18 damage. You kill it. You get the soul. Well, you're still standing there with fucking 4 health. It's whatever, but it's a 2.
I think it's pretty phenomenal for effigy dives, honestly.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I've not seen it ever really be impactful on a game. I've seen it happen once where she's standing there, I can't remember how much shells she had, it was under 7. She punched a hole through a model. I'm like, great. I activated, I killed her. What'd you get? You got a level out of it and that's it?
Yeah. I'm with you. I've seen it be applicable a couple times, but never game defining, right?
Yeah, it's.
To I would me, agree
it's,
with that.
It's just words on a page that mean almost nothing. Most like 99 or 95% of the time, it means nothing.
Yep. Okay, moving on to her level 2, she gains Relentless Charge, +1 move and melee when resolving a charge action.
Fuck busted.
Okay. Super good. I don't know about busted.
Busted. So
we already talked about how she can be like super swingy. This helps to mitigate that a little bit, right? With her, you know, going to 9, effectively 11 on the charge. Lets her charge further. This is further, I want to say, not further defining, but it's making her even better at that one thing she does. So unlike some other level 2 abilities, which will give someone something else they can do, right? This just takes what she does and ramps it up some more. I think this is an absolute reason to level Zhonya. And in terms of how highly I rate this in terms of prioritizing levels, I'm going to give it an 8.5. I think if you have Zhonya in your warband, you need to make sure she's getting work done. And this helps her do that. And she should probably be a priority for a level.
I would agree with that, especially because you're probably playing her in Brill, and I've actually never seen her anywhere else. But, you know, limited scope, she already has Pathfinder when she charges, so this bitch is going like a rocket straight through whatever. I'm going to go an 8 as well.
I've seen her in Kragnar. She charges and then teleports. Not fun. I'm going to give it a 9.5. It's just short of it needs to be changed. I think when she's charging and she is melee at 9, charges up to an 11, with also plus 1 move. So she's going a great distance, rolling a bucket of dice with Fury, and then you add in, again, just things that Brulin does. It amps it all the way up for me. So I think it's a 9.5, just short of it needs to be changed.
Okay. Level 3, she gains one unique innate ability, Counter-Strike, which is an interrupt. When charged by an enemy, Zhonya can choose to interrupt the action and make a great axe attack against that enemy if they're within reach. She can apply a fury counter, but may not execute combat maneuvers. I do not find this to be a reason to level her to level 3, and so I'd rate this relatively low. Let's give it a 2.5. However, if she gets to level 3, this can be sneakily good.
It's a weird one. It seems like this would be really, really good, but you're not going to charge her. Like it stops getting like soul traded, right? You're not like going to get killed and then she kills you back and soul flip-flops and all that. Like, because she'll just, you know, do 4 damage to you or 5 even. I just can't see it being reasonable that this happens and is worthwhile. So probably a 3.
I am flabbergasted that you guys are this low on this thing. It is an interrupt that attacks out of turn. And we've talked about these in other games, how this is super powerful, right?
If this gave you maneuvers, I would give this a 10.
Or 12.
If it was maneuvers, I'd quit the game.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's just, okay, 4 damage. If you're not ready to take 4 damage, don't fucking charge.
I understand that part. But the fact that it can apply a fury counter out of activation, that it turns into a d6 true damage next turn, I'm not saying it's 10. I am shocked that you guys are so low on.
So go ahead. I say no. I think Kunerbos played Zhonya in Krognar in our last game last week. She did somewhere between Jack and shit. I killed her twice. She got to level 3. And I took 2 counter strikes to my face, but I'm like, I don't care, right? I'm still going to murder you. And if I murder you before you get to use that fury token don't fucking matter.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So again, I think it's good, right? But if I'm considering getting her and Yorgoth to level 3, it's fucking Yorgoth 100% every day of the week. Because his level 3 is so much impactful in terms of how you want to proactively play the game versus this. So I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't think it rates highly on comparable level 3 abilities as reasons to get them to level 3 if I have to choose between 2 people.
I didn't expect to hear 2.5 or 3 out of your guys' mouth. I'm at like a 6.
Okay.
So I just think out of activation attacks are super strong. I've seen this where I've charged her, she hits me. She's melee, or she's melee 8. I've seen the Vorpal Blade on her 9. She's rolling 5 dice into my agility 4 model. Oh, she crits. like, okay, well, I don't kill her because she's got a tank next to her, and then she hits me again, or she hits me, crits once, and then death tolls me for 2d6.
Well, that sounds like you made some piss poor target prioritization.
Well, when it's just her and a tank standing over there, who are you attacking?
Well, if you know the tank's going to take it anyway, just fucking go after Thrommel. Or you charge Thrommel and take your second attack after you push into her. Like, I don't know. I think there are options to get around it, which is why, it's not a proactive ability. It's very reactive, which makes me value it less.
I am shocked that you guys are that low on it.
Kenny's telling the story like it's the classic. Guys, I have a friend that he was doing these things and he shouldn't have been doing. Like, your story's like so specific. You have so much PTSD from these models. Yeah, but what if there was a tank standing there and then also three guys came and gangbanged you and then ran away?
But I've walked into every,
what are you talking about?
I've walked into every buried rake you could possibly fucking imagine. And I've still learned nothing. So.
She has what?
So I still learned nothing.
So. Okay. She attacks me back? All I can imagine.
Move it on. keep it rolling. Keep the train moving. Come on. Next.
I give it an extra point for next. Kenny's rage.
Next. Now I'm getting mad. Next.
We can't talk about her without discussing the fact she is an avatar. If you're playing her in Breland, she gains unerring accuracy for a basic attack reroll. Again, just layering on top of the one thing she does amazing, which is just murder people.
So good.
Yep.
Is she the best murderer in the game?
No.
Is it Thorgar? Is that what you think it is?
I think it is, but I think it also depends. Right? Everything, which is, you know, one of the great things about the game, is it all depends on the situation. Are you going into a Stoneform Dawnregar? Then yeah, it's probably her. Are you already in melee and you get three attacks? Then it's probably Thorgar. You could make an argument for it to be her if she already has the Vorpal and an assistant and she's rolling six dice into your melee four. Like, every situation is different. Sometimes it's Drelgoth. You know, if you're knocked down and he gets six attacks into you, you can just kiss your butt goodbye.
I'm starting to
see, I feel that way about Astariel.
Yorgoth? Well, if there's two models, then yeah, sure, Yorgoth can own both of them. So every beater has their role in the game. I don't know what else to say. I don't think she's head and shoulders above everyone else.
I think she's by far the most glass cannon model there. It could be like, it's exactly the term glass cannon. Yep. She comes firing in harder than almost anyone, but then she completely explodes if you hit her. Like, she can't do anything to stop it. Thorgar has a state where he is unkillable.
For an activation.
If you don't activate him till last, good luck. What are you going to do?
No, it's with a her, another friendly model. So, like, if you attack Thorgar and kill him, and then I activate my Brock, at the end of Brock's activation, he dies.
But he kills Brock before he dies.
No, his Brock.
My Brock. Like, if I have Thorgar and Brock, and I have no way to heal Thorgar, which is why I put him in Ista, so that I could heal him. But the problem, though, is I've ran into problems with that. But it's neat.
I think they're all glass cannony. Like, I don't think there's any difference at all between Zhonya and Yorgoth and Drelgoth. Like, Yorgoth has a little more hit points, but he's a 3-0 stat line. Drelgoth's the exact same as she is. You could argue Thorgar and Brock have a little more resilience if Brock's level 2. But by and large, I really think they're all about the exact same stat line. You know, 4-0 with 15 health or 3-0 with a little bit more.
Yeah.
They all die. They all just do their damage in a little different way.
Kenny will tell you a story of how each one of them touched him.
Hey. As they should. They've touched me in various places too, right?
I have the best fucking stories and you know it.
They're quite emotional. Both people end up crying at the end of it.
And no, we can just hear them at your OnlyFans site, which is...
right next to your feet pics.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god. All right, dancing minotaurs.
Kenny talked about some stuff that you can give her, but I think if you're going to take Zhonya, you should really probably prioritize giving her items.
Items, you say? Which items do you think?
All of them.
I know. Every goddamn one seems awesome.
Just take her and Kragnar, and you get two defensive items.
Sure. Right, Boots of Elvenkind combined with her level 2 makes her move essentially 5, so she charges 7.
Zhonya just the race car.
Yep, Zhonya the race car, exactly. The Vorpal Blade obviously goes great to ensure she's getting her crits.
I like to give her the edge. I like giving her edge for the her defense can actually hold up a bit.
Yep. Give her double boots. Boots of Elvenkind, Boots of Agility.
Yep.
Regardless of what offensive foot you get, I really like giving her the edge boots.
Yeah.
Of note, she does not have to... Well, never mind. The Armor Shredder isn't super valuable on her because she doesn't care about damage. She just cares about whether she crits or not.
I wonder if that vial, the vial of life thing that Kenny's always using might mm-hmm. be a good ad for her.
Elixir yeah. of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's great on everybody except when they're on fire.
Sacred
she's
Wind.
She's just so, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, yes, Second Wind, Merciful God. We didn't even add that in, what she can do with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the bullshit.
She's a Tyrant!
I think she's a great model. I think she's better than Thorgar. But...
All right, well, basically put any bit of equipment on her, run her full steam, all gas, no brakes, and see how it goes.
She that's... definitely is the definition of all gas, no brakes. I'll give you that.
Well, she was the first. She's actually the first model that consistently, because I was also trying to play Bruellen for a bit, consistently everyone's like, you're not getting to play her. Like, just all the time. Never. You're not going to be able to play her.
Well, back then, that was Aaron's fault.
That's weird. I mean, even when we were playing games at LVO, like, it just wasn't, I wasn't allowed to play her, essentially.
Again, Aaron's fault.
Aaron's fault. That's true.
Aaron started
Let's put
that.
A ring on her and see if we can crack the game.
Yeah,
open.
Aaron
Congrats.
Started that, and then every time I'm like, "Don't even take her off the fucking tray."
Like, you're like, "How did I get 6 fury tokens on me?"
Here's like,
what.
Here's how bad it was. Fabius had Victor, her, and I think it was Thorgar. And when he went to reach for his tray, I'm like, "Don't even take Victor off the fucking tray. Don't even fucking bother." And that's he laughed, funny. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, I'm serious. Don't take him off the fucking tray.
Oh, my God. We do need okay. to talk. Anything else?
Yeah, talk about, we asked the question, I was going to ask a question earlier. How many times can she apply a fury yep. counter? Because they give you 3 oh. with her model. Are 3 fury counters all you need, Kenny?
No. I've seen her. What did you do to me at one time? Was it 4? I think she had 4 at one time, but I think you can get up to, I mean, if I charge you like an idiot, like 3 times, or once, I'd be basically, would be once. And if you...
And you could charge cool. into me, and then you could parting blow when you walk away, so I could sure. do it twice. Could I do sure. it twice?
I don't see why you couldn't. If you crit me on a parting blow, why wouldn't you... It doesn't say, does it?
It does say you can get it on a parting blow.
No,
it just says when she does a crit hit, it doesn't say during her activation. So
yeah,
right.
It's a parting blow thing.
So you could, yeah.
So that's 6?
Like if you're living
I think
the
you
dream.
Get 6.
If you do cruel with... What is it? Bloodlust.
Mm-hmm. And Brill on EP. She charges Brill for 0. EP,
charges for 0. So that's 1 attack.
Yep.
Then she attacks a second time. And then she mm-hmm. attacks a third time. And then she attacks a fourth time. Right?
She could get 4 attacks. And then theoretically the 2 if you charged into me and then decided to walk away and get a parting blow.
Right.
So
and if you,
she
if
could
you
do 6
wind,
on one model.
Hmm? Right. And if you do second wind, she could in theory.
Well, she'd have to kill someone.
Yes, I'm saying in theory, let's say in a 3 activations, she does 7 fucking attacks and puts 7 fury counters on 2 different models and kills them both.
It's not actually possible. What, 6
what
is the most.
6. What is this Kraken that needs 6 yeah. fury tokens to die?
Well, the actual answer is she could be charged and then give a parting blow to every single model on the opponent team
sure.
twice.
if you're really, really dumb.
That would be funny.
Yeah, right?
So I found like... my new goal. Here's my new Kenny stat. I'm going to charge her with every single model that I have, and then I'm going to walk away every time. Let's find out.
With
how
every
many,
single model you have.
Like, I want you to get all your fucking fury tokens out. I want all your painted fury tokens on the table.
I wasn't even going to paint my fury tokens because I figured they all go away during her activation, so there's no need to bring those tokens to the game. However, since she can't apply them out of activation, I do need to paint some up.
Yeah, that's right. Get them painted. What are you doing, lazy?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from Kenny's Bane.
Well, we talk about how hot she is.
Oh, we got to do the hot.
We got to do the hotness rating. You think she's disgusting?
Two.
Oh, the model hotness rating?
Yeah, model hotness rating.
No, the model's fine.
Oh,
the model's cool.
She's like the fucking wheat toast of models, right? She's just kind of an orc holding an axe. Like, we've seen that, I don't know,
leaping
for three decades.
Like a gazelle.
Wow, you guys are knucking futs. It doesn't, well, doesn't
like
hurt that I've had an orc fetish since I was 13. Like, my first fantasy was orcs and goblins.
We get it. You're a fucking weirdo.
I am a weirdo, but you have to tell me orc barbarian leaping with an axe. And I'm like, sold. Done.
Yeah,
this was one of my top five models I bought the game for. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
No wonder I got all the cool looking models.
She's a nine.
You picking all this trash. Oh, a nine? Geez. Are you out of fucking control? A nine?
I like her model better than Physiel's. How about
I'm going to give her the same score that her fucking Soul Harvest is. Two.
Ouch. I think she's a five. I think of the models, I think she's cool looking. I don't know. She's cool. I'm all right with it.
I don't get it. She's an orc holding an axe. Like, I've seen it for three decades. She's just in a different
This
pose.
Model has really fucked up Kenny's head.
She's just
like, this is really like, you're going to need therapy.
I probably already need
You need some medicine.
You're probably not wrong. She's an orc holding an axe, jumping into the air. I didn't realize we were reinventing the wheel here.
It's personal. It's not business. It's personal for Aaron. It's personal.
Yep. I'm trying to make it personal. I'm trying to make Aaron fucking lose his shit on me, and it's not working.
Oh, my God. He knows it's weird. It's not. It's fine. He's fucking weird.
You forgot. I'm a 7.5 today, Kenny.
I know. I should have.
Probably an 8.0 now that it's close to 7 o'clock at night. So
we should have did this on a fucking Wednesday, and had it been at a 4, I could have just trampled on a soul, but no.
Nothing you can do to Rami up. I'm unrivalable.
Not today. I think we might have lost Jeremy.
He'll be back.
Anyway, we'll talk more about this fucking orc. You made it back.
Yay! All right, made it back. So, let's move forward. Champions and peasants. I'll go first on that one. Champion, Zeron. Peasant, Zeron. I had one game where I stole. I've had several games where I steal a soul from the opponent's side to the skeleton, and it's like fuck you, and you just leave, and you just kind of like hold on to the lead, and you can win that way. It's fine. It's really obnoxious, and there's not a lot anyone can do about it. And then you have a game where he doesn't roll an eight, doesn't re-roll an eight, nothing happens, and he hangs out at the base, going, "Sorry, bro, I'm doing my very best, not dying." Yeah, so. He gets both. I'm happy with that. That's fine.
Cool. I'll go with a combo, the tag team of Thorgar and Astariel. Because they took Jeremy's Domrogar in stone form from 19 health to zero with the two of them.
Ooh, I did die.
Yeah. Back to back. Really? Yeah.
I got killed.
Wow.
I mean, armor shredder plus burning plus...
I hate that.
It was
so
a level 3 Astariel, so she got extra damage for the second and third attacks. I think she did 10 damage by herself. And then Thorgar crit for the final 9.
I hate her so much.
She's pretty good.
Hate.
Yes, you were very not excited when I said attack down regard. And you were like, wait, count the hexes. 1, 2, 3. Damn it!
Yeah, it was sad to me. It made me very sad.
Okay, Kenny, who's yours? Peasant? It's Cradle, because she didn't get to play.
Which makes you the weaker one.
I'm assuming we're going to hear this a lot. We're going to hear Cradle's the peasant a lot.
You're just going to ban her every time now?
Everyone brace yourself.
Has she become ban bait?
No, I'm going to let you play Domrogar so I can see her on the table.
Okay, great.
I'm going to punish you for it.
You'd have to show up to the game store to make that happen, Kenny.
I showed up last week. I'm going to show up this week. Hey, I went to Jeremy's and we played for like 8 hours.
We did.
And then he took you out to dinner. I know.
Yeah. He bought me a nice steak dinner and then never talked to me again.
That's what he does.
The same old story.
I'll be at the store. All right, Kenny. I should be at the store Thursday. We can play Friday. We're going to play Friday?
Yeah, we're doing it.
I can open the store early.
Whatever you want.
I'll be there.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, Kenny, peasants, champions, let's go.
Champion, Maltique. She put in work every time I put her on the table. I need to play her more. I want to get really good with Maltique. I think she can be fucking fantastic, what she does. My peasant has been Rikir lately. I have failed to put poison on almost anything.
He has shit the bed a lot.
He has failed me at every turn. I think in the games that we played, the game that I won was the game where he did one thing, and that was stab somebody, poison them, and then I think I rolled like an 8 to kill it, and then he did nothing else for the rest of the game, and then he did nothing the other two games.
Good. Fuck
that guy. He did fucking all. He did nothing. He did nothing today for me. That's probably... Today was not the greatest of games for me, but Rikir did almost nothing for me today. So, yeah, it's Rikir.
Gotcha. I think you failed Rikir. I don't think Rikir failed you. Just saying.
I mean, he failed me. He's an orc.
Okay. I wanted to do one more thing before we were out. I just wanted to say those guys at the Summoner podcast did a cool review of Adepticon. Everyone, I'm sure, probably listens to them that listens to us. But if you don't, go on over to their stuff and check out them.
The Summoned.
You can find their... The Summoned.
Yes.
Yeah, they did a really cool review of Adepticon. And if you were there, they might have said your name. If not, you missed out. Sorry. Anything else to add? All right. Well, thank you for listening. It's been another awesome week. This is Jeremy. I am out.
It's Kenny.
Aaron.
Aaron. Or you gotta say like an orc.
Peace out.
Aaron.
Oh, Jesus Christ.